Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with...
Mary Duana Grisso.
Who plays Maria in West Side Story, and also here with...
Austin Colby.
Who plays Tony. You may have heard of these roles. No, it's going to be an exciting musical at Signature Theater in Arlington, and it runs from December 8th through January 24th, I believe. Yeah, I did that right. All right, cool. Guys, thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
Before we get into the show, tell me a little bit about each of yourself first. You know, like, well, I guess we'll start with you. You know, where'd you grow up and how did you get into theater?
Sure. So I grew up in Morgantown, West Virginia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so not
Let's
too far.
Let's go Mountaineers, right?
Yeah, Mountaineers. So, I grew up in Morgantown, West Virginia, and my mom's a music teacher, so music was always a huge part of my life. My parents were both very into the arts and into theater and opera, and I was always involved in, you know, choirs and the marching band. I was a band geek and played piano and all that stuff.
But did you guys ever play West Side Story with the marching band?
No, oh, okay. No, we didn't. But I had to study West Side Story in one of my early music education classes, and I just remember being enamored with Maria. Yeah. I think because you kind of connect to who you like could play or who right. you could connect with the most and relate to the most at a young age. So yeah, I've always loved West Side Story and went to West Virginia University, studied classical music and theater. And as soon as I graduated, I moved to New York City and started auditioning for things. And
nice.
Pretty soon after, I started doing the national tour of West Side Story. So
this is your first time down through D.C.?
No, actually, we closed. The national tour closed at the National Theater, where West Side Story originally premiered. So that was really unbelievable experience to play this iconic role at the theater where it first began. So that was a really special experience.
Wow. Yeah. And now you're back.
And now I'm back, and I'm really happy to be here.
Awesome.
Yeah.
How about you? Where did you grow up, sir?
I grew up in Richmond, Virginia, and went to college at James Madison University, so in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Mm-hmm. And studied music education, but while I was there, auditioned for a couple of shows. The musical theater department director kind of took me under her wing and encouraged me to pursue this as a career. And I actually worked in the D.C., Maryland area for about 2 years before moving up to New York a year ago this past September.
Cool. And where did you first come across West Side Story?
I would have to say,
the movie? Was it the play?
It was definitely the movie initially, and I can remember watching the movie at home, renting it from Blockbuster, and that old.
Remember that, kid?
Yeah, exactly.
What's that? What's
exactly.
Blockbuster?
It's not Netflix anymore. But watching that, and then when I was in elementary school, my brother, his freshman year, played Tony in his school production of West Side Story, and I can.
Is this down in Richmond?
Down in Richmond at Henrico High School. Yeah. And I can remember crying at intermission because I knew how the story ended for the role he was playing.
This isn't going to work out well for Tony.
And I just knew it was going to happen. So I was
at least
just,
he wasn't playing Bernardo.
Exactly.
He got a whole second.
Yeah, exactly. So he wasn't. Yeah. I knew he was in the show. But oh my goodness. Yeah. I knew what happened. I didn't need the foreshadowing.
So are you sort of like, I'm going to play that role one day?
You know, I didn't really, I think I had two older siblings, Anna and Drew, and I kind of was like, whatever they do is cool. So I'm going to do that too. And both of them did school musicals in high school. And so I did it too. And, and then they kind of took that as a hobby and I took it as a career, so
nice.
So I don't think I ever really realized I wanted to play the role of Tony until I got really in the thick of the business.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, let's go into the show a little bit now. So I hear that it's Signature Theater's biggest production yet in terms of, what, like 30 cast members and then also a huge, what, 17-piece orchestra?
That is correct.
If our listeners haven't been to Signature Theater before, explain what they're going to... You know, the massiveness of this that they're getting ready to experience.
Sure. I think when people come to Signature, they're going to have a very unique experience with West Side Story because it's very immersive. The first time this is my first production at Signature. So the first time I walked into the space, I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be so intimate because the audience is literally on three sides of us. So it's a thrust configuration. And right. So everyone is like right in your face when you're when Tony and Maria are looking at each other, there are people on three sides of us. So it's very intimate and inclusive. And I think that that's a really cool experience because of it being such a big cast, because it's not just a few people on stage. I mean, you have so many things to look at, especially like in Dance at the Gym when everyone's dancing and
everyone
fighting
loves the dance
and
the
like,
gym.
You know, you have people kissing or you have people fighting and you have like these incredible, incredible dance moves, and like the things that people will see are going to blow their minds, especially because they're going to be so close.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, a lot of people have probably been to a theater that's in the round, but similar idea, but it's three sides. I like it. Mm-hmm. I like it. Are they going to hear any? Can you guys give me some snapping?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Lots of snaps.
There's going to be a lot of that. So it's a lot of the Jerome Robbins original choreography, but maybe with a slightly new take on it, or what's that?
Correct. So our director, Matthew Gardner, believes that no one can do better than Jerome Robbins. And I have to agree with him. But Parker Essie, who's our choreographer, has the great challenge of setting it up so that you do the same choreography, but in this configuration, you are able to change the focus a little bit or change the angle to include everybody, because usually the show is done in a proscenium where the audience is that fourth wall.
Right.
But now we have those extra walls. So it's going to be really neat. The way the stage is set up, no audience member will be more than 20 feet away from the action. So that we're basically in the audience's lap,
awesome.
and I think that's going to be a really cool experience, and something that has never really been done with the show, but it is a very large production, as you said, 17-piece orchestra. So Matthew said, if we're going to have a 17-piece orchestra, he wants to be able to see it. So our set will be a lot of scaffolding, and the orchestra will be kind of dispersed throughout the scaffolding. It's going to be a really, really neat experience.
Awesome. Yeah. And the way I'm almost imagining it, you know, the way that it's the audience is like kind of all around you guys. I mean, I'm seeing some cool possibilities there, you know, right as the, what is it, right before intermission? Is it when that, you know, you guys do Tonight earlier in the show.
Right.
But isn't there another part where they start singing around on top of each other and it's all, you know,
the
counting on us to be there. Tonight,
exactly.
You know,
yeah,
is it going to be all around? Oh, hell yeah. Is it going to be all around the theater?
I think so.
We're gonna find out today.
We're staging that today, but I imagine that it'll be very interactive with all of us too. And what's really great about this space is that there's an opportunity. A lot of times, as Austin was saying, you know, the show's usually done on a proscenium stage, so we face out. Yeah. But there's these incredible opportunities now for people who are having dance offs that were facing the audience are now literally facing each other, and. Or if Tony and Maria are facing out and looking at the world, like we can look at each other and look up and around, and there's nothing behind your back that like you have to hide. You just are in this space and in this world, and the audience is just let into that, which is a really cool,
awesome
experience.
Do you have a favorite number?
That's such a hard question. I mean, one of my...
When you're out there, you know, when you get... Because day in, day out, I'm sure it gets monotonous. And I know the cop-out answer is, it's all great, because really it is.
It really is.
The West Side Story. But... If when you go out there, is there one that you're kind of like, oh, I can't, I'm so happy that I get to sing this?
I have a tie, and I know, I'm sorry.
No,
I know
that's
you're
fine.
Cheating.
We'll take a tie.
But Tonight with Tony is one of the most magical things that like an actor I feel like can experience, and just vocally and emotionally, it's one of my favorite numbers. And then also A Boy Like That and I Have a Love that Maria sings with Anita. It's so passionate, and it's so fiery, and it's so powerful. So that's one of my favorites, too.
Nice.
Yeah.
You're allowed to do a tie.
Okay, good.
How about you, sir? You have a tie?
I have a tie, too.
Oh, okay.
I like the Tonight reprise, where it's actually the entire cast.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, it's the Tonight Quintet, and like we're going to stage that today. But it's pretty amazing, too. And I think it's pretty iconic what Bernstein and Sondheim and put together by kind of having everyone's story overlap. And to hear similar themes, both lyrically and melodically, but having slightly different meanings for each character or character group. They're the jets and the sharks, and they're talking about...
They're both going to the fight.
Exactly. So I think it's pretty brilliant work that he did there. So that's and then
Tide.
The Tide with that is Somewhere. I just think that song is not only... beautiful melodically, but has just such an amazing message that makes this such a timeless piece. Mm-hmm. You know, it's talking about finding a place where peace and acceptance and forgiveness are the norm. And unfortunately, that's not, we're still dealing with that today.
Especially in light of recent events, for sure.
Absolutely.
Talk a little more about that, about in terms of the shows. Obviously, it's got that, you know, Romeo and Juliet type thing, too, and it's one of the greatest love stories ever, too. But sort of the idea of you know, the Sharks versus the Jets, and how much it's still sort of a battle today. And what is the line in America, in the song America? It's, what is it? Life is all right in America if you're all white in America. Like, that was pretty mm-hmm. groundbreaking stuff back then.
Sure.
But talk about in terms of the show's ability to sort of bridge cultures, and you know, these two characters from totally different backgrounds meet and fall in love, and drag their two gangs kicking and screaming to realize that we're really all the same.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's, unfortunately, West Side Story is so relevant, and I'm grateful as a performer to do it, but it makes me sad as a human being that this is something that we still deal with, and very much so right now, with all of, you know, all of the racism and cultural divides that we have, and religious divides, and all of these things. And I just feel like West Side Story is a cry out for, you know, it's this idea of love surviving in a world of bigotry and hatred and violence. And it's like this little green leaf that's growing in chaos and turmoil, and you don't think that it is possible, but it is. Mm-hmm. It so is, and it takes love, and it seems kind of like a lofty idea, but the only way that you can stop violence is with love. And instead of violence on top of violence on top of violence and creating this vicious cycle, you know, that's at the end of the story, my character has this opportunity to react with violence, and she initially does. And as a human being, as Mary Joanna, I might right. do that, but Maria doesn't. And she reacts with love because maybe it's the only thing that can stop violence. So, you know, I think it is very powerful for people coming to see the show, to see how much this connects to everything that's happening today. And basically, like, the idea of like, love your neighbor, you know, and because we're all so much more connected than we think.
Totally.
Yeah.
Especially for everyone that loves the musical West Side Story. Yeah. That's something we all have in common, right?
Exactly.
All right. Is there anything else we're forgetting? Anything else we want to say? This is the beauty of pre-tape. You know, we can stop and start.
If you want to come see the show, you can get tickets on sigtheater.org. That's probably the best way. And is there a telephone number? 703-820-9771. Nope. <Sorry. laughs> We'll write that down.
Hit the website. No, that's right. I'll put links up and everything for that.
Cool. Great.
What's the final pitch to get them to come out? I mean, I know you've said, we've raved about the show, but you know, what if someone's listening to this and they're saying, you know, I've seen West Side Story a million times on stage and screen, do I want to go see it again? What's the pitch? Why should they come to this one?
You'll never get closer to the action. And it is an action-filled show, both in drama, in dance, in physical combat. I mean, there is just everything. We'll have you on the edge of your seat for sure.
Definitely. How about you? What would you say to them?
I would say anyone coming to see this version of West Side Story is in for such a treat and such an immersive experience, and to be prepared to go on a journey with us, because they have no other choice, because they're thrown right into the action. And West Side Story is such a culmination, as Austin was saying. I mean, it's genius. You have perfect music, you have perfect dancing, you have perfect dialogue, and perfect message. So there's something that any person that can walk in can connect to. And it's funny and beautiful and colorful, and then also very real and very meaningful. So
awesome. Well, I'm going to go. Everyone listening should go. And we'll have a great time at Signature Theater.
Sounds great.
Thanks, guys.
We'll see you then.
Thank you.